USA Radio News with Wendy King.
While hosting a citizenship ceremony for brand new citizens at the White House, President Biden said immigration will play a key part in the U.S. economic recovery.
When we come out of this pandemic and build an economy, we're going to build it back better. If we're going to do that, we need to fix our immigration system and fully tap the talent and dynamism in our nation.
The Labor Department says 850,000 jobs were added last month. Mark Hemrick from Bankrate.com says it's well above the monthly average for the year.
So this suggests that we are playing catch-up to some degree.
President Biden says wages were also up, and that's a sign that the economy is picking back up.
Instead of workers competing with each other for jobs that are scarce, employers are competing with each other to attract workers.
Hiring in June was very strong in restaurants, bars, and hotels. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
The military has turned over Bagram Airfield in Afghanistan to Afghani forces. USA Radio's Lance Pry reports.
After nearly 20 years, the U.S. military departed from Bagram Airfield in Afghanistan on Friday. The base was the epicenter as we hunted down the 9/11 terrorist attacks on America. The airfield was handed over to the Afghan National Security and Defense Force in its entirety. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A woman who disrupted the Tour de France has been caught. USA Radio's Brad Bernards reports.
The woman who allegedly held out a banner causing a crash of dozens of cyclists during the first stage of the Tour de France last Saturday has been identified and is undergoing police questioning, the Brest prosecutor's office told CNN. The accident happened when a female spectator on the side of the road held up a big sign which caused the pileup. The woman could face up to 2 years in prison and a fine of $35,000, according to the Brest prosecutor's office.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The Supreme Court has ruled in favor of a Minnesota Amish community that opposed a county requirement to install a septic system to treat wastewater from their homes. The Swartz and Truber community members who opposed the use of modern technologies due to their religion fought the requirements by Fillmore County, which was put in place in 2013. The septic system would filter and treat so-called gray water, which is left over from use in bathing, cooking, and laundry. The Supreme Court overturned a lower court's ruling requiring the Amish families to comply, saying it imposes on their religious freedom. The community offered instead to install less sophisticated treatment systems that use wood chip-filled basins to filter the gray water. The county denied that as an option and threatened to declare their homes uninhabitable. Supreme Court Associate Justice Neil Gorsuch wrote that the county officials have subjected the Amish families to threats of reprisals and inspections of their homes and farms. They've attacked the sincerity of the Amish faith. In this country, neither the Amish nor anyone else should have to choose between their farms and their faith. Demonstrators in Canada have toppled statues of Queen Victoria and Queen Elizabeth II in protest of hundreds of remains that have been found at schools for Indigenous children. The protest took place on Canada's National Day, when cities throughout the country normally hold celebrations to mark the country's colonization by the British in 1867. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.